Okay, now next up, what would you say if you had to pay every time you visited your GP, stayed overnight in hospital, or missed an appointment? Well, that's the suggestion from a survey from the think tank Reform. The aim is to help reduce necessary appointments and help create revenue for an already cash-strapped NHS. On the line, the broadcaster Ian Collins. Morning, Ian.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning. And the commentator Geoffrey Peel. Good morning, Geoffrey.
Good morning, Stephen.
What do you make of this, Ian?
Well, it really comes back to the tired argument, Stephen, that some people just simply can't get their head around that the NHS is not a bottomless pit. You know, it doesn't have a never-ending pit of cash that it can just keep spending. We have an issue with an ageing population. We have an issue with our relationship with how people view GPs, as if it's a God-given right to enter or go and see a GP at any stage you like without ever considering perhaps the finer reasons behind it. We have professional patients, all manner of issues that just mean that a good way to begin to address this would be simply to say, look, just like when you go to the dentist or the opticians, you pay a tenner, there will be exemptions. There'll be those who can't afford it, those who, for whatever reason, matters of disability or age or whatever, will be taken out of that system of having to pay. But the broad suggestion is that most of us could pay a tenner, and why shouldn't we? What would be offensive about that?
Geoffrey?
Well, what would be offensive about that is that we already pay through the nose for this grossly inefficient organisation that employs hundreds of thousands of people at vast cost to the UK Exchequer. We pay, the Exchequer pays about 10% of its total budget for the NHS. It's incredibly inefficient. It's an administration machine rather than a health-giving machine. And the suggestion that we should pay more tax, because this is what this would be, if we have to pay to go to the GP, we're paying more tax. We're going to have to pay for an administration to collect all of that money, which is probably going to cost more than any derived benefit from that money. And this is an organisation that needs to introduce efficiencies rather than introduce more charges.
And you know exactly, Ian Collins, what's going to happen. A tenner's a lot of money to some people. They're going to be sick and they're not going to go and get it checked out.
Well, we have this with dentists. You know, people pay to go to the dentist, they pay to go to the opticians. That was controversial when it first happened. I agree with Geoffrey that this is a hugely inefficient system, but most people in their lifetime use most resources from the NHS in the last 2 years of their life. And what they use in those 2 years far outweighs anything they've ever put in. You've only got to have a treatment of, you know, a course of chemotherapy or a cancer treatment or any other sort of huge illness to know. And anyone who's ever looked into what that actually costs the system will know that, you know, these are hugely expensive areas and it cannot keep on going. And particularly with the amount of other diseases, social or self-brought on diseases like alcoholism, obesity, issues with drugs, issues with diabetes. You know, diabetes in itself could cripple the NHS in the next 20 years. It can't keep on going. So either we have a system where we ask people to take greater responsibility and penalise them for not doing so, or we simply ask those who can pay that it's going to be a tenner. And to address the question you just raised, Stephen, those who can't afford it, those who are in a situation where they're on welfare or for whatever reason haven't got that tenner, just like we do with dentistry, just like we do with pregnant mothers or whatever, will be immune from having to pay that 10 quid.
You can let us know what you think of this morning, 0845 955 678. Of course, Geoffrey, it's not just those who couldn't afford it. Even for those who could afford it, it is a disincentive, surely.
It is a disincentive, and the fact is that the people who get sickest tend to pay most for the NHS, and also they tend to die quite young. This is another element of this. The people who demand services and visit the doctor most often, yes, they tend to be obese, they tend to be smokers, they tend to have lots of healthcare-related issues, but they also tend to die very young. Now, that sounds dreadful, but when they most need healthcare, that's surely when that healthcare provision should be there for them, particularly if they're paying through the nose. When they buy a packet of cigarettes, they're paying a huge amount of tax. And what this suggestion is that those people should now have to pay more tax. And the service needs to get real. It needs to get efficient. It needs to introduce more technology.
Let me bring Terence in this. Morning, Terence.
Good morning, Stephen. I'm absolutely appalled by this idea that one would have to pay for national health treatment visit to the doctor, visit to the dentist. You're not old enough to remember it, but I certainly am. When Clement Attlee came to power after the war and he brought in the National Health Scheme and free education, and it was the greatest thing for working class people ever happened. And
it was never going to do what it does today, though.
Stop interrupting, please. And continually since then.
The Tory government
have been trying, since the era of Maggie Thatcher,
okay,
to diminish and to dilute.
Ian Collins, we can give you 20 seconds to respond because we're running out of time. Go on, Ian.
I just think it's hilarious that the last Labour government brought in more privatisation than any previous Tory government did. So let's put that one to bed. But on the issue that Jeffrey raised, you know, people buying a packet of cigarettes, you can afford a tenner for a packet of cigarettes, but for some reason it's offensive to ask for a tenner to go and see a GP. Take some responsibility, for goodness sake. It's not a bottomless pit. Remember that. We're all paying.
Okay.
And like anything else, things go up in price.
Ian, thank you very much. Jeffrey, thank you. Morning to you both.